We're back on. That was just to make sure that we had everybody's attention and to give you a little bit of light relief. It was totally planned, wasn't it, Leslie? Right. Okay. That was, a wonderful look at Tiara. And now we're going to change our focus slightly and have a look at our new local digital library called Pātaka Ipurangi. For those who don't know me, I'm Philippa Elphick. I work up on the second floor in the New Zealand and Pacific Island zone, and I'm also part of the Digital Library Project team. And with me I've got Leslie Courtney. Leslie's our city archivist, and she's also been on the Digital Library team. So we've been sort of heavily involved, and we're really pleased to be able to be here tonight and present Pātaka Ipurangi to you. I thought it might be a good idea if I just give you a little bit of background about how we got to where we are tonight. And then Leslie, I should say, is going to show you how to access Pātaka Ipurangi and some of the things that you'll find on it. So that's how we're going to do it. The impetus for digitising our local history resources started with an initiative really that came from our library strategic plan. There were two areas of the strategic plan that kind of addressed this, and one was under the collections section of the digital of the strategic plan, and it referred to preserving, recording, and also providing easy access to local information, past, present, and future. And it also talked about the relationship, Anthony spoke very briefly about it earlier, the relationship between the New Zealand resources held in the library and those held in the city archives, and how could we make that that sort of customer service delivery more seamless, because we had a lot of inquiries that sort of moved between the two areas, and we just wanted to make that a little bit more seamless for our customers. And also referring to increasing or improving services, adding extra services in terms of local information. So we took those challenges up. Also under ICT, which was the other section of the strategic plan, information and communication technology, we were challenged to provide access when it was needed, in a preferred format, and from various service points. So that was something that made us think, and there was also a direct comment in there about digitising selected archives and historic New Zealand material. So we kind of were challenged by that document, and we took from it that our priorities in digitising some of our resources was about improving or making access easier rather than preservation as such, although obviously, you know, preservation is, you know, will be, I think, you know, one of the things that's addressed through digitising some of these resources, although really our whole focus was improving access and bringing these collections out into the light. The other document that I think we should refer to just briefly is the National Digital Strategy, and it talks about working together to enhance electronic access to New Zealand's culture and heritage. So for us that meant the library and the archives working together, and also regionally, and you know, we must now congratulate Fielding for launching their digital library this week. That's a fantastic initiative. They did that on Tuesday. And we're looking forward to working with Fielding Library. We've both got regional digital libraries, so we want to work together and make the access as good as it can be and link through to the two. And of course, on the national level, we've seen Tiara. How fantastic. It's a little bit daunting to to pop ours up after seeing Tiara, but ours is pretty good, I think, on a local level. Matapihi, of course, which allows you to search across digital collections, which is fantastic. Timeframes, which gives us online heritage images from the Alexander Turnbull Library. You know, these are all things that are happening nationally that are really exciting. The New Zealand Electronic Text Centre, which is basically an online digital library, is very exciting. And Papers Past, which a lot of you will have used. either at home or within the library, and looking at those New Zealand newspapers and periodicals, which are now all searchable online. So those are fantastic things that are happening nationally. So on a local level, of course, we were feeling very, very challenged by all of this, and we rose to the challenge actually in a number of ways. Prior to launching into the digital library, I just want to talk about some of those very early initiatives for improving access to local history resources. And one of the main ways we did it was through our library website. Some of you might have come to a launch we had of an electronic book that we put on our website. So we've got electronic books on the local history pages of the website, display gallery, which digitised recent displays that have been in the archives area, and local history research guides. So hot topics like the clock tower, we've formulated sort of online research guides and displays, so people can access that information. We've got an in-house database for the archives, which we haven't had before, so you can actually search that through computer. And tonight, as part of the digital library launch, Pātaka Ipurangi, we've now got the archive search available online by remote access, so that's been an improvement. And the other thing we're doing is we've got a project to get the Manawatū Evening Standard Index, the card index, searchable online. It has been searchable online from 1992 onwards, but the 1900 up to 1992 have all been on card index, so you really had to come into the library to search them, whereas we're well on the way now with that project, getting that all computerised, and you can search that online through the library catalogue. Okay, so that's what we were doing, and we had a desire to go beyond this and digitise more materials than we could actually accommodate on our website. So in 2006, the digital library project team was formed. We had questions that we wanted to answer. What to digitise, and Leslie will show you this, but initially really we've targeted the local history photograph collection, which is housed up in NZPI, and also some of which also is down in archives and not in that public collection. So we honed in on that because we already knew that people love the photographs. It's a well-used collection. There's a wealth of information in a photograph. You'll all appreciate that, of people and places. And we knew that we had an increasing demand for digitised copies of the photographs. You know, people were coming in to order scans and requesting email copies and copies burnt to CD and things. So we thought that would be a good bet to start with. We thought, well, who's going to digitise these materials for us? So we went through a number of options, and we did decide to outsource the digitising of the materials. Mainly it was a time factor, but also an expertise factor. So we've outsourced to Micrographics in Tawa, and they're doing a fantastic job for us. Software was another question that the team was looking at, what would best suit the needs of the digital library, and what would work with what we currently had in terms of our library systems. So we've chosen something that in the future we're looking to be able to do consolidated searching with, which means that you can go in and do one search for a topic, and you pull up things that are held in the library, possibly held in the archives and also held in the digital library. So we've gone with a Cersei Dynex product for the software. And the other challenge that we faced was, what are the added value services that we're going to actually develop that will improve, increase the services that we currently have? So we've done something that's proved very time consuming, which is adding metadata to all our digitised items. Mainly I'm thinking about the photographs. So you can get information about the photograph, and also it helps with searching with your search options. So we've looked at the metadata in that way, the descriptions of the images. You can order online now, so you can click on images and you think, I'd like a copy of that and a copy of that and a copy of that, and you can order it all online now. And also the text documents that we've digitised, We've OCR'd them, so that's optical character recognition, so you can search within a document. So you can open up one of these electronic manuscripts and you can actually search within it for a name or a word that you want. So that was something that you hadn't been able to do before. Okay, so and the fun part at the end when we sort of had worked through these issues was creating an identity for the digital library, which, you know, we've had some very good examples nationally of that working fantastically, and we definitely wanted to give our digital library an identity. So we might need the next one, do we, Leslie? Okay. Oh, it's gone. Okay, so the digital library is called Pātaka Ipurangi. The particular version of the digital library that we're launching tonight is called Manawatū Memory Online. We came up with the name, actually one of our library staff members did, and we really liked it. It literally means online storehouse, and the Manawatū Memory Online refers to the fact that it's regional. It's a regional content, I guess, regional content, yep. The logo, so we wanted a logo, we like logos here, was designed at Prince Synergy within the City Council, and it's a pātaka, it's a storehouse, and you can see the roof line at the top. We've got the floor and then the ground line below the pātaka Ipurangi, suggesting that the storehouse is raised up. And we've got a koru design within the storehouse, which can be interpreted as an arrow, so it invites you to go within the house and retrieve the images. So that's Pātaka Ipurangi, Manawatū Memory Online. We're launching tonight with about, I think there's about 1,200 images online. Leslie's going to talk to us about that. And so I'll hand over now and she'll give you a look at what this looks like. So I'll sit down and try and not disconnect any cords. Thank you.
You hear me loudly? And it was really exciting, Jock, that you had found something of interest already before we've even really started. So I think that we know it is going to add interest to people and that we will only increase our workload rather than decrease it through this, and we certainly hope so. As Philippa said, we decided to go with photographs. We tried to look for a priority order of what we wanted. So while we focused on the photographs to begin with, we decided that we would give some other items focus as well. At the moment, we're going live with mainly photographs. So we've got other sorts of items on there, but they're quite small collections. But this is a collection that's going to be increasingly worked on, continuously worked on. So it will grow all the time. So don't just go on once and think you've seen everything. It will continue to grow. And so after doing all the digitising, which began almost 2 years ago, we then have spent about the last 6 months since we got our software intentionally entering data in there, and that has taken an awful lot of time and effort. We've also customised our digital library. So while we got something that was fairly generic, we've then worked on making it something that reflects our home, our digital library, and our own city library here. And that's all thanks mainly to the IT team. Philippa and I might have had some ideas and other people had ideas, but they all made it work. As Philippa said, we designed the logo and we wanted to make use of that logo as everywhere. As you can see, we're making use of it tonight. And we are using that as our entry point. There's various ways you can get into Pātaka Ipurangi through the website. You could type in the URL, which is all on your postcards, which were on your seats when you took it. You can also get it by Googling Digital Library. And it will come up. There are various ways. We've got it stored on the library catalogue as well. It's a tab there, and the archive search, which is also going live tonight as well. So that's there. And it's on various pages within the website, anything that is probably related to historical resources. But it's also right on our very own welcome page for the library. We thought we needed great focus. So there's our logo down the bottom. The one to the side, the coloured one, that's just part of our advertising our Local History Week. So that won't always be there, but the white one at the bottom will, and that is your entry point to Pātaka Ipurangi, Manawatū Memory Online. This is our welcome page, just little bits of interest that will hopefully lead you straight into it. We've tried to make it as simple as possible, and we hope that that is the way it works. And Jock found a photo of horses, so it must work. We also have to have all those things like, you know, conditions of use and things about copyright, and try to cover our bases there. The great thing about launching our digital library now is that a large number of people have already done it, and you certainly learn from each other. So one of the things we did was scout around the internet and look to see what people had done and how they had done things, and that certainly helped us create ours. On that first page, you can see that we've got links through to the catalogue, the archive search, and that people can contact us. One thing we know is that our digital library will never contain even a small amount of the resources we hold. So we wanted to make it quite clear that we are always here for further information as well, and make that easy. One of the early decisions we made was on how to arrange the digital items that we put in there. And one thing I think that we were all quite keen to do was to put them in some sort of category, themes, topics, which is how our photographs are ordered upstairs. And people have always used them like that, they've enjoyed using them like that, and they seem to appreciate it. So I'm going to go into the browse part first, where it shows the collections we have made and then how we've ordered them into themes. Those collections you can see down there are basically the collections that we have created so far. You will find that there's not huge numbers in some of those collections at the moment, but they will be growing, as I said. And within the photographs, we then took some themes, much wider themes than we had upstairs, and placed them in there because we found that people do enjoy just browsing, just looking, as well as people who are going in with specific ideas about what they want. For example, this is our activities and events section, of which we've got 45 images at the moment. And from here, we start with our beautiful Bubhamba dancing girls that we know very little about, going through to the royal visits, to the miniature railway opening, etc. And those people who are lucky enough to get a postcard of Alec Anderson, who won the 10-mile race on his Triumph motorbike, you can find out find that actual image if you needed it. So we've got some wonderful images here. As I say, right from the beginning of time in Palmerston North to later on. Here's just an example of... I'll pull this one up. You can go to this one and just see the image, which is rather nice if you're really looking for a particular image. And this is on our own New Zealand Pacific floor, the second floor of the library. And when this was building was C.M. Ross, and the second floor held the tea rooms. And, of course, this was the most important eating house in town and was the venue for many important functions, one of which was the Queen and Prince Philip, who came in January 1954. We're keeping our metadata fairly simple. One thing, we went to the National Digital Forum workshops at the end of November last year, and one of the speakers talked about content versus context. So we decided that that's what we would try and give you. We will give you content, we'll go for the factual things that we know about something, and we'll leave you to place it within whatever context you want to do, because we are not trying to put these items into particular groups for you to work within. You can make the use that you see is best for you. Each item also is able to go into order a print. Now, we're not quite sophisticated enough with our digital library yet that when I click on that link, it doesn't automatically order that print. You then have to actually fill in the form and make it and put the digital numbers in, etc., and the information that you are asked for. But one day, you never know. Another one we can go into. We have, as I say, some of the collections are quite small at the moment, and we're looking to grow those ones. This is one section that's quite small. It's our Tangata Whenua collection, which is really quite limited at the moment. Here's a rather delightful image that we have put up, which, if you've been here during Local History Week and come to listen to any of our talks, you would have heard mention of this. This was one of the parts of the celebration of the 100 years of Palmerston North in... No, I might be wrong there. It might be 1971. Yes, 1971, 100 years. And this was a reenactment. It was part of the reenactment of some of the early settlers arriving in Palmerston North. Now, this was a photograph that we had that we didn't actually know a great deal about, but this is the joys of putting something online. I believe there's actually somebody in the who's out there tonight that is part of this group and can help identify a huge number of these people who were performing that night, which is rather marvellous. It's down the banks of the Manawatu River. I think that's right, isn't it, Debbie? So we've got a wonderful collection, we've got a lot under war, we've got actual soldiers, we've got things that were happening within the city during the war, people's war effort that was going on. Here's another one in our lovely second floor that we're proud of, American sailors who were entertained in the tea rooms at some stage. And the lovely thing about digital items is that they even include the blemishes. The man who donated this was actually in the United States, and he posted it back to the city council and said, perhaps you can have these photos, a man called Leonard Alcury, and he's put a ring around himself, which you can just faintly see. He's just seconded in on this first table, and that remains there today, and he's written me with an arrow to it. We've got quite a large number of buildings we've put in. This is a pretty hot topic. We have secondary school students who come in every year, very interested in buildings. I just thought I'd come in here to show you that we have photographs that no one's ever seen before, or not for a very long time as well. Here's a lovely photograph of 127 Savage Crescent on a slant as it was taken, a little snapshot taken in 1940, about 6 months after the woman who donated it, her family moved into Savage Crescent. Savage Crescent, for any out-of-town, is our wonderful state housing sort of area that was developed in the 1930s out of the Labor government. We've got some of those images that look quite familiar, but we've got some lovely little snapshots. This is one that is not in our public collection. It was one from the archives. The other way that we are able to browse is to go into other ones. I'm not going to go into all the categories, but I did think I'd just show you a little bit of our archival documents. We haven't got very much in here yet, but one of the areas we just... it was probably something that I was interested in doing, was just taking out a very eclectic mix of what you might term ephemera from our archives, little items that could be used in a myriad of ways to illustrate different points. At the moment, we haven't got them all online, but a lot of these actually belong to Charlotte Warburton, who was a woman in Palmerston North who was very strong on civic duties and belonged to many committees, and she was very active, especially in the war years. And a lot of these items that actually have been entered at the moment come from her. They're not necessarily centred just on Palmerston North, but some of them are national. Wonderful poster. I tried digitising, this is just out of interest, some items as well that are not paper. So one of those are actually the armbands that the War Women's Service Auxiliary would wear. And it'd just be interested to see the interest and perhaps the use that may be made of these items. We're kind of testing it out, I guess, in some ways. A lovely item here that allowed Charlotte Warburton to enter the showgrounds, which was then a military camp during World War II, that she had permission, but without a car. One that's quite dear to my heart. This, as far as I could tell, is the first dramatic performance in Palmerston North, 1877. I think it is, but I'm quite happy to be corrected on that. It certainly was the first performance of the Manawatu Dramatic Club, and whether there were other performances before that as well. This is in Piers Warburton's archive, in the archives, and he was the stage manager at that performance. Another little item that we know very little about. I think this is quite an interesting I think that one's a PDF. I was just going to show you one where we've got some items that are more than one page, so we've put them on a PDF and they load down. And you can scroll down, yes, but it does come up as a whole item as well. We don't know very much about this ball. It's very interesting. Tito, obviously, from Yugoslavia, Tito Patterson's board at ball, and all we've got is a list of people, some of which are obviously from that place. So normally that would come up as a whole PDF, so you could actually print it off as such. So that is one way of browsing, and I'll leave you to just travel in and have a look at everything else. The other way, of course, is to search. Now, one thing we found with our library is that, and you people will know this straight off, is that you have to go right out of the browse page that you've been enjoying browsing if you want to search the whole collection. So otherwise you're only actually searching within a certain part of the library. So we can do that by going back on the logo, or you can go back to new search or whatever. Just anything that's of interest, you can put in your topic, like horses or donkeys. I'll put in C.M. Ross, because of course it's something that's very dear to all our hearts. And it's bringing up nothing. Oh, it's not meant to do that. Here we go. And it will bring up anything through the whole library that has somehow been connected with C.M. Ross, either through its description or a keyword field that we've got, that we've filled in as well. Once again, we can see that photo in the middle there of the Queen and Prince Philip. It brings up the old library building, because there'll be mention that it's then since moved into the old C.M. Ross building. So any sort of mention is going to bring that up. It's brought up some of our strange little collection of bits and pieces that we hold in the archives. And various other to do with the actual family or the building here itself. This is also an interesting thing. It's one of our electronic resources. This brings up, this is where we've worked a little bit with the community at the moment, and it brings up the script that has been given to us by the Historical Society in Palmerston North. And I'll leave you to explore those things. So there's many ways that we hope that it will be of use to people. At the moment, we have to say that this is our idea of what is a useful digital library for that we're giving our community, and by that I mean our wider community beyond Palmerston North and beyond the shores of New Zealand. So this is where we see it can be of use, but a digital library is no good if it's just going to be created and then left as it is. So it's got to be something that changes, it develops, it constantly grows, and it develops in the ways that our users need, because we're talking about access, and we don't always know the best ways that people would want to use something. So we are looking for feedback in the way that it will develop. The future, I guess, is fairly endless with what we can do. We've looked at Tiara, which is a fantastic example of what an online resource can be, and this is just the beginning for us, and I know that it will develop over time as well. And one of those ways is listening to people and what they want and how they want things to be received, and constantly working with that. And that means, and also being more interactive with our local community. We have got some manuscripts on that have been locally produced, and we want to work much more closely with different segments and groups within Palmerston North and perhaps the region to say, can we help? Can we participate in your library so that we can act as a host as well as generating and putting our own information and resources out there? The other thing is that we can actually bring this to the wider community, and they will be able to actually interact with us online, because if someone in Finland is desperate to trace those ancestors in from Palmerston North, we want to be able to listen to their needs and what they want to find out as well. So Tiara is a lovely example of how people can interact with the site, and we would love to be able to offer that in the future, and so that people can add their memories or their comments, as well as just interacting by an order or some sort of invisible outside interaction with us that other people don't see. I hope you do go home. If it's not tonight, I hope it is tomorrow, and certainly the weekend has got a whole 2 days in which you can play on our wonderful digital library. And with that, I'd like to sort of officially launch our digital library and say that it is there for your use and everybody's use. And Huatahi is just going to help us finish that launch.
Nga mihinuki, koutou, ngā kuia, ngā koumātua, I wanganui a tātou, tēnei pō. I was just thinking that if we were a big boat, we'd be smashing probably a big bottle of champagne against it or something like that. Or if we may be a rugby league team that's launching, we'd have fireworks going off everywhere, and we don't have either of those. But we do have, and we're very privileged to have, something better than that, something more exciting. And I'm doing a great big greeze here to this lovely person and this wonderful person. Him and his whānau have been wonderful supporters of not only the late Ian Matheson and all the stories and photographs and things like that over the many years. They've been staunch users of the archives and of the library, and they will continue to be, I'm sure. So without further ado, we'll just ask the invite and beg and plead, and he's agreed to, wonderfully agreed to, the Archdeacon Wenamu Te Awiawi Larkins to come up and send us on our way for the rest of the digital library's life and our lives in the most reverent way that he can. Haere mai, Wenamu.
Nō reira e te whare tū nei, te marae takato nei tēnā kōrua, tēnā kōrua. To the doctor, Dr. Jock Phillips, tēnā koe te rangatira. Tēnā pai ki te ia koe i wāenu i a mātou, nō reira tēnā koe, tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Ko tēnei te mihi atu mai a mātou, te iwi o rangitāne ki a koutou katoa, nau mai, haere mai, whakatau mai. Whakatau mai i rungi te kaupapa, ko horehia nei te ingo o pātaka ipurangi. Nō reira, tēnā rata, tēnā rata koutou katoa. And so, Huarahi has kindly asked me just to give a little blessings tonight. So what I want you all to do is to just bow your heads for a minute as we go into a little prayer. E te atua kaharawa. E tū whereana na nākau kato ki a koe. E mohi o tiana nāhi hia kato. E kore hoki ngaro i a koe te mea huna. Roi o mātou whakaro e tu wairua tapu. Kia pono ai te mātou aroha ki a koe. Kia tika ai te whakanui tōngo tapu. Koe kukarai ti hoki tō mātou ariki. Amene. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse our thoughts by your Holy Spirit, so that we may truly love you and worthily praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nō reira kia tau, te rangi Māori e o te atua tō tātou matu I te rangi. Te rangi Māori e o ihu kraiti. Te puno o te rangi Māori e. Te rangi Māori e o te wairua tapu. Te kai whaka Māori e, whakapāingia tēnei tāonga. A te ingo pātaka ipurangi. E rongi te ingo o te matua, o te tama, o te wairua tapu. Amene. Nō reira, the peace of God which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ. And the blessings of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with each and every one of you, and especially our people who have brought this time forward. And we ask all these things in your most beautiful and precious name. Amen. A kia ora tātou.
I just thought we'd offer you the opportunity of asking any questions if you would like. And also I'm sure Jock would be more than happy to come up and join these two and answer any questions on Te Ara as well. So any questions? Yes. Any other questions? Yes, one at the back.
To actually add to the library, Val? Yes, no, not at all. It certainly doesn't cost. We're looking to the fact that we can host as well for the community.
I might just add, this is a public library, not a business. And while I'm in charge, it will remain a public library. We're not here to fleece you. Any other questions? Yes? I was going, that's my final comment. Any other comments? Questions? No? Okay, yes, one more. No, that's all right. I've been around here for a few years, and I guess I know how to play the game. Yes, it came with some extra funds, but it also is supported by our own operational costs. We constantly squeeze and produce new innovations. I repeat, this is a public library, not a business. Okay, it just falls to me. I would like to, despite what they will have to say, I would like to thank these two beside me, Philippa and Leslie. This has been a wonderful journey. It's just beginning. And the passion and the commitment to it, I think, is a wonderful thing to see in public. And for me personally, it's a wonderful thing to share on a daily basis. When they wander into my office, close the door, the fact that Chief Executive has asked to see me is irrelevant. These two take over. And I can recall the day that they came to discuss the logo and the name. And I did have an appointment with Paddy, but he just had to wait. And I would like to say that I take my hat off to the two of you for the amount of work you've put in and all the other people on the Digi team. It is a credit to all of you. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming and sharing this evening with us. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you would like to now wander home and tap in and have a look at it. And the final thing that I leave you with is, for those of you, and I think most of you are locals, you're aware through the letters to the editor that there's a little discussion going on about sculpture. This morning, when it was dark, I met with the Sculpture Trust, and you will see the results of it if you just wander out the door, go down and look at the edge of this building, and there is something up on the wall which you might like to have a look at. If you rush to print and suggest that what is the library doing spending outrageous sums of money on sculpture, I'm sorry to disappoint you. It was actually a gift. And so it hasn't cost the ratepayers a sausage. It is a lovely thing to have a look at, and I invite you to go and have a look. Now that it's dark, it will be even better because the lights are on. So thank you very much for joining us tonight, and have a good night.